Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. And I'm glad you're checking out my website a lot, it seems. You guys are really using my website, and I appreciate that very much. I like it when you do that because that means you're trying to get better. You want to get better. You want to learn things from other people who may have been where you want to go, and or maybe they are where you want to be. And these are people who take you and me sometimes by the hand. These are our guests on the show, and lead us through these things. And you can find those Brain Trust members, those 500 plus Brain Trust members that we've accumulated over the last 8.5 years at our website at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and check out the blog while you're there. Thank you to all of you who are using the blog. Apparently you like the blog because you're using it a lot, and we appreciate that very much. Joe Condrell is one of those people, ladies and gentlemen, who has taken us by the hand over the years and has led us through some very important steps of learning, some very important journey of understanding that she's helped us with to not just about business fundamentals, but about the fundamentals of being an owner and gaining knowledge. And she wants to talk to us about that today. Joe, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you back, Joe. And by the way, folks, I mentioned Joe's book, A Millennium Primer, Take Charge of Your Life. Also, her first book, which has sold something under 1 billion copies worldwide, 101 Ways to Improve Your Communication Skills Instantly. That book has been out a while. It's still selling, isn't it, Joe?
Yes, it certainly is.
And that's very important. And her co-author of that was Benny Baugh. And also her book, From Book Signing to Bestseller. Joe, one of the things that I think of you, when I think of you, and I think, you know, all my Brain Trust members, when I think of them, I immediately have one or two thoughts about them, something that distinguishes them, differentiates them from someone else, mm-hmm. besides the personalities, whatever it is that my Brain Trust members do. And when I think about you, I think about masterminds.
Ah.
Because you introduced me to that concept a long time ago, probably about almost 8 years ago, and you were doing that. You were very much active in that, and I'd like for you to tell the audience what that means.
Well, masterminding is a group of people who get together on a regular basis to exchange ideas. And the idea was started, it was exposed to me by Napoleon Hill in his book, Think and Grow Rich.
Right.
And so it goes back to the turn of the 20th century when the steel magnates and all of the major industrialists were using the concept but didn't have it formalized or written down in any way. And Napoleon Hill took that in hand and spelled it out for us so the rest of us could pick it up and use it.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it very, very useful. And I know many other people have used it as well, to their great advantage. It's a small group, probably 5 to 7 people generally.
But they meet, once a month, twice a month, something like that? There's no real rule, is there? It's just as often as the group thinks it's necessary.
That's right. It's quite flexible. I have put out a how to form a mastermind group as an ebook on my website, the goldmines.com website, so that people can pick it up and see step by step how to go about forming it. But there's no rule. You're right. There's no rule book. There's no actual manual that you need to follow. It's what suits you and your group. Many groups find it more beneficial to meet weekly, especially in the beginning, because you do need to do some bonding. You need mm-hmm. to understand each other and their purpose for being in the mastermind group. Everybody's got to have a purpose, and it's much better if there are different talents in the group, when people have different things to contribute at different levels in their progress toward achieving their dreams. If everybody's a beginner, and I belonged to one of those groups, my first mastermind group was a group of people at the same level, and after a while we realized that we weren't really getting what we could from a mastermind mm-hmm. group or from each other because we didn't have advanced knowledge, specialized knowledge to contribute to
each other. It was almost blind leading the blind, huh?
Exactly. Yeah, we were all at the same level, floundering, you know.
I was going to ask you about that. Is, you know, but how do you get that kind of information? Because someone who is sort of not your peer, they're more advanced than you. How do you get them to come to your meetings?
Well, that's where it begins. They need to be associates in some other arena, perhaps in a networking group that you belong to, the Chamber of Commerce that you belong to. Maybe you belong to the Rotary, and you know, there you have people with different backgrounds and different mm-hmm. talents. Mm-hmm. So if you can draw them into the idea that, hey, we can gain a lot by sharing our knowledge and sharing our experiences. You know, one of the fears of people joining a mastermind group is that somebody else will steal their idea.
Right.
They hesitate to open up because they're afraid that somebody else will take what they say and run with it.
If you have that feeling, it seems to me, Joe, you've got the wrong people in the crowd, in the group, and you might be one of those wrong people.
Exactly. And you need to meet on a regular basis to figure that out. Initially, it's slow going because you are forming the foundation for the group. You're getting to know each other. You're developing trust.
And dropping the barriers.
Exactly. That's so key.
You're dropping the walls, aren't you? Well, you know, the two things that I think about when I, other than the obvious of the intuitive part of being having a mastermind group where you get together, and as you say, you bond and you drop the barriers and you share the things that you're afraid of and the things you want to accomplish, etc. But the two things, number one, is that you're faithful to the group, meaning that that only being out of town almost prevents you from making the meetings, number one. And number two, the confidentiality. What do you think, Joe?
Oh, exactly. You need to be there on a regular basis because not only will you gain from it, but you must contribute to it. And that's one of the key things that I lay out, is that at each meeting, you may have an issue that you want to present to get some ideas back. And that's the whole idea, that you come to the group with something that you could use some help with. And the other people would basically take turns going around the table to put their ideas forward, and much of it is intuitive. Much of it comes from a higher power. It's, you know, it's the idea of where many are gathered.
Right.
There's an extra mind involved.
Absolutely. Stand by, Joe Condro. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend Joe. I'm Jim. 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Joe Condro is our guest. C-O-N-D-R-I-L-L, Condro, Joe, and that's J-O if you're Googling her or looking for her in her books at Amazon or any of the online bookstores. And Joe, give us your website, please.
It's www.goalminds.com.
All right, and how about, don't you have a new one for the ebook?
Oh, yes, I have selfpublishingbooks.net.
All right.
And I also have articlesaboutbooks.com. That's another website where we have over 300 articles about writing and publishing books, and whether that's self-publishing or getting published by a major publisher, we have some 50-some authors' articles on that website, articlesaboutbooks.com.
Well, that's a great resource, Joe, and I appreciate you making that available to folks, because there are a lot of people out there who want to know more about how to write a book, how to get a book published, or I shouldn't say so much how to get a book published as much as I should say how to publish a book.
many people are going that route, and we do have information on that, and we have some best-selling authors who have written articles about writing, and that's exciting to me because sometimes that's the first stumbling block. We have the idea, but we can't put it into writing,
right.
And so there's some help there.
We're talking about mastermind groups that Jo is an expert in. She learned this from some other folks, and has you've had more than one mastermind group, haven't you, Jo? You've been part of.
Yes, I have, Jim, and I wanted to mention to you that first book that I wrote was actually the result of a mastermind group, or a result of things that I learned in the mastermind group. And one of the members of the group actually became my co-author, Benny Bow.
Right.
And that was so exciting because even after we had the idea, Benny and I would sit at his dining room table and brainstorm ideas. You know, we came up with the title before we had the content.
and then we challenged
ourselves, you know, are there 101 ways?
And that book's 101 ways to improve your communication skills instantly. Jo, the mastermind group, let's say that I said, hey, I like that idea. I think I need that. Tell us the first step. What is the, once you decide that you'd like to be part of a mastermind group, what's the first step?
Mm-hmm. I would say the first step is to figure out and write down what you expect to get from it. What am I going to gain from it, and what do I have to contribute to other people who might be in the group? And then the next thing is to find a group of people that you feel have what you want, have the knowledge, the specialized knowledge, the skill, the trust factor that you can look to meet with you on a regular basis.
Can I throw something in here?
Mm-hmm.
I like your idea of writing down what you can gain and what you can give. I'd like to recommend, and you tell me if you think I'm wrong here, Jo, I'd like to recommend that you shouldn't try to start one of these on your own. If you can't identify more things than you can give, then you want to gain. What do you think?
Well, that's a very good thought. I mean, that's very generous. At first, it may be hard to think about that because frequently we don't think that we have anything to give. We put ourselves down in our own minds and think that we are so lacking and not good enough in many areas, and we look to other people to fill that for us.
But if you're going to be the founder of one of these things, you're going to have to really help get this thing off the ground. And one of the ways to get it off the ground is to contribute to other people, it seems
to me. Exactly. There's a reason then for them to keep coming back.
Right.
And it's not necessarily stuff that you can write down and say, well, here's what I have to give. Although in one group that I was a member, the founder, the woman who was the linchpin,
mm-hmm.
would come to every meeting with a gold nugget. I felt
mm-hmm.
it was a gold nugget.
Something she learned that week or the week before that she wanted to bring back to the group.
Exactly. And she's the one who introduced me to you, Jim, way
uh-huh.
back when. And that was in the form of a nugget she put on the
mm-hmm.
table. Here's mm-hmm. the radio host who mm-hmm. is looking for interesting guests. This might be an avenue for you to get more visibility, to put out the word about
right.
your books, and
right.
you can contribute. So your idea about
good for her. well, and then what's the next thing? What's another thing to do after you get started?
Another thing to do is to set up a time to meet. And like you say, if you're starting the group, you really do need to have something to contribute. If you're joining a group, you still need to think about what you can contribute. And you want to gel. You want the group to actually bond and come together.
So you want to find people that you think would get along with each other.
Exactly. People who have specialized knowledge in various areas. You want a banker, you want a person who's in advertising.
And people you think can be trustworthy.
Exactly.
They have to be trustworthy because you're going to be sharing some confidential information, your some of your deepest concerns, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
They've got to have that confidentiality,
right.
that trust factor.
Jo, we've got to wrap it up. We've run out of time. Give us your website again, please.
Okay, it's www.goalminds, GOALMINDS.com.
Hey, Jo, thank you for being here. Good job, as always.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Jo Condra, ladies and gentlemen. Can't do without her. Quick break, right back with Ted Fishman. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.